At the moment, we don't know what actually happened. We can't. It's a mystery at the moment. We don't know what has actually happened. So we're just for further information on that. The cafe has been there the last 28 years. So, and like everything they made out of the cafe, they put back into it to develop it, to make it a place that they could be proud of and that the island could be proud of. So, you know, their life's work.
They must be devastated.
They are pretty much devastated. Yeah, they're heartbroken. It's devastating. It's the only word that can describe the whole experience. Like, you know.
And is the cafe totally destroyed? Is there any hope of rebuilding it?
The cafe is pretty much destroyed. Yeah, it's the roof has caved in sections of it. There's smoke damage. So it is pretty pitiful to look at the moment. All right, yeah.
And I suppose just for our listeners who don't know Tory Island, how did the fire brigade deal with this? Is there fire brigades on the island, or did they have to come from the mainland?
There's a volunteer fire service on the island, and I just take this opportunity to thank them what they've done and the rest of people on Tory last night and today with their good wishes, and people on the mainland and further afield for all their good wishes and support to Mary and Jimmy and the rest of the family, you know, to help them through this time.